in what is commonly called plot, it is the logistics of interactions, events that take place, interactions. That's the common understanding of plot, and it has a sequence where you can just say this event followed this event, and this happened next, and then this happened, and that gives you your progression. However, characters are affected by those events, so they're going to change. And also, as characters come up with their own considerations internally, they will then do things differently, which will change events, so that they affect each other. Character growth, therefore, is a second kind of sequential progression that takes place in a story. And you could come up with a plot line of character growth all by itself, and a plot line of events all by themselves. And if a story is completely told, you will be able to follow an unbroken progression of character development and an unbroken progression of events in a story that logistically get from where it started to where it ended. And you will also see that if you only looked at one line, it would not make sense by itself. Because part of what drives character to change and grow is internal to the character, intrinsic to the character, and part is in response to what's happening in the plot. And if you look at the line by itself, it would look erratic. That you could say, well, there's nothing in that character to make them grow in this direction or change in this way. But if you factor the plot in, you could say, oh, here is where this plot event had an impact on them. Here's where this plot event had an impact and changed them. And conversely, you could have a plot line and say, this leads to this, leads to this, leads to this, leads to this. And in a well-integrated story, you will be able to make logistic sense out of that plot line all by itself. Because things in the plot line, events that happen, would not have happened just because of other events. Those things would only happen because the characters interceded. And you'll find that the places where these through lines come together, a character growth through line or a plot through line, are where you see act breaks and scene breaks and things of that nature. That's where they go along on their own and then they cross paths. And when they cross paths, you see a break in the sequence. And that gives the audience the feeling that things have changed direction because they've bounced off each other or blended together and changed the resultant direction that they're both going in. They both, like billiard balls, hit each other and they go in new directions. That happens and defines the sequence. The moment at which they cross paths is where an author would look at as the act break or the scene break. But there's two more through lines. There's theme and there's genre. Theme is not just a topic. Our theme is about death. Our theme is about morality. Now, that's not what theme is. Theme is an argument. Theme says, okay, let's look at morality versus self-interest. Now, which one of these do we want to come down on the side of as an author and say, this one's better? Is it better to go with what's best for everyone without thinking about yourself selflessly in morality? Or is it better to think about yourself without considering the implications for everyone else? Self-interest. Which one? Well, in order to make an argument that one is better than the other, we have to play them against each other in different scenarios, different contexts, and show that for all the contexts that are appropriate to this particular story, one of them turns out overall to be the better one. Doesn't mean it has to win all the time. It just means that this one's really bad here, and this one's sort of okay. This one's really bad here, and this one's really good. This one's really bad someplace, and that one's neutral. By the time the story is over, the audience will develop a feel for the mean average of which one turned out to be the better approach between morality and self-interest. And the progression that takes you from one context to another, that layers a little more feeling, that changes the balance until it finally tips one way for the audience and they buy it, that is the sequential progression of theme, or sequences that you feel in a story. And every time one particular comparison has completed, that's what feels like a sequence. It's a thematic item that you're looking at, the sequence. And again, it will be affected by plot, it will be affected by character, and it will affect both plot and character. And finally, we have genre. People tend to think of genre as a fixed thing, more like this roadmap. They tend to look at it as, here's the scenery of the story, whether it's setting or whether it's a kind of action that takes place. They look at it very static, very spatially. In fact, genre is something that is built over the course of the story and only completed at the end of it. Whether it is a setting like a Western, do you have all the elements of a Western in your very first scene? So you never have to address that setting ever again. No, it's a progression of the mood and feel that is built up in the audience by the setting, or whether it's a love story, or whether it's a horror story, by the storytelling. Whatever's involved, it's going to be building over the course of the story until it leaves them with an overall feeling at the end as to the unique genre of this particular story. So if you say, write me a Western, well, are you talking about Once Upon a Time in the West, or Billy Jack, maybe, or She Wore a Yellow Ribbon, you know, any Western that you could pick, Unforgiven? Are they all alike because they're Westerns? No, each one is a Western because of its setting, but it develops its unique flavor as a whole work. That's its unique genre, its completeness, its completion as a genre by the end of the progression of the story. So it too has a sequence. And in fact, changing the order in which these genre considerations are presented will change the way it feels at the end, just like the slap and the scream, because when you put certain images before others, they'll take on a different overall meaning, even beyond theme, just in terms of setting, as to whether it's, you know, a large rip-snorting Western or a little tiny personal story, depending on whether it grows to the larger expanses or it narrows down to the specific. It's going to have an impact.